Joining us in the trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics, is none other than offensive coordinator Dan Pitcher. And boy, it's timely. How about Cincinnati Bengals signing another big offensive lineman? Huge, both physically and literally. Trent Brown, 6'8", 370. Orlando Brown at the other tackle position, 6'8" as well. Mike Gesicki, tight end recently signed, 6'6". Left guard Volson is 6'7". Right guard Kappa is pushing 6'6". I mean, that's a massive front wall for the offensive lineman now for the Cincinnati Bengals. Have been Super Bowl champions. All good stuff. But we not only talk about the offensive line, we talk about the tight ends, we talk about all the recent signings, both their own veterans and other veteran free agents that are going to help the Cincinnati Bengals offense this season. And Coach Pitcher talks about how they're, you know, kind of tweaking the offense and what packages they're going to use. It's all exciting. It's a great time to be a Bengal. Great time to be a Bengal fan. Congratulations if you're one of them. Appreciate you joining us as always in the trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics in our outstanding studios that First Star Logistics allows us to use. And today, big day, Cincinnati Bengals, free agency. Who better to talk to than offensive coordinator Dan Pitcher, who has a personnel background himself? I mean, this guy has done everything you can do with an organization in the National Football League. Coach, appreciate your time, sir.
You got it, Lap. Good to be with you.
So, here you are, offensive coordinator for the Cincinnati Bengals. Looking forward to what you got up your sleeve there. But you have some personnel additions that we can talk about a little bit in terms of veteran free agents. Let's start with running back Zach Moss. Give us your thumbnail scouting report on Zach Moss.
Sure, yeah. I know Zach's a guy we're super excited to have on board. You know, I think he's had maybe a little bit of an under the radar career from a national standpoint. But I think, you know, at each of his stops, you know, in Buffalo and then in Indianapolis, he's really proved to be a pivotal part of the offense. A guy that, you know, is a well-rounded skill set, talented runner, is, you know, good in tight areas, has really good feet, good vision, contact balance. He's able to squeeze out a little bit extra, you know, when it gets tight. And then he also has the quickness and the burst to bounce to the perimeter and, you know, and create some explosive plays that way. He's a good pass protector. You know, he's tough. He's, you know, just now having actually had a chance to sit down with him and spend a long time. You know, I got a chance to spend a lot of time with him, and he was here with his family the other day. And just came away super impressed with the person as well, and his approach, his professionalism, his maturity, intelligence, all those things. I think he's going to be a major asset for us.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of meeting him, and then we've done a podcast with him here recently, and he just seems to be, you know, a guy you as an organization have built a club that has such chemistry, such high character, you know, and he's going to be a great fit, it seems like, in that regard as well.
There's no doubt. You know, it doesn't take you long to figure that out when you're talking to him.
Right.
You know, it's those things come across just supernaturally. And again, just really excited to have him on board. And I think that he'll be a great fit for the offense and for the team as a whole.
And, you know, he talked about when he was at Buffalo, how blitz pickup was so important, and the way he talked about, you know, the mental part of it and not making errors, no free runners, and taking real pride in that, and as well as his technique and actually executing the blocking part of it. I mean, he has no problems doing the blue collar stuff either, does he?
No, I mean, I think he is a smart enough guy to understand the value of that, and really, you know, with the complex pressure packages that the teams develop, particularly on third down and known passing situations, you know, that's a lot for you know, a back to have to study. They almost have to study it and know it to the same level as the quarterback and the center. You know, they have to be able to recognize fronts, know the two or three different pressure patterns that you get out of those fronts, and the specific adjustments that we have to make on a week in and week out basis. And that's on third down, you know, and then you add in the base down stuff that may come up as well. And now you're talking a little bit more about the, you know, play action protections and how you might have to adjust off of those and how those vary. It's a lot of responsibility, and it's important that, you know, the guys in that role understand how pivotal that is to our success. And I think Zach definitely understands that. He's shown that he can execute in that phase, and we're glad we have him.
That's awesome. And then, you know, he has to work with the offensive line, the tight ends and the protections and everything. And speaking of the offensive line, the Bengals, a huge signing, literally and figuratively. This guy's 6'8", 370 pounds, Trent Brown. Offensive tackle, most recently with the New England Patriots. Orlando Brown, Trent Brown, the Brown brothers, the twin Brown towers. I mean, unbelievable. That's as big a tandem as known to man. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, we're really excited about it, you know, having the chance to add Trent. You know, a guy that really throughout the course of his, you know, 8-year career now, I think he's going into year 9. Has just proven a very high, consistent level of play at one of the most difficult positions in football. You know, he's got rare traits, rare physical traits that you already referenced. And you turn on the tape and he puts those traits to good use. You know, he's a very good pass protector. He can be a dominant run blocker that gets vertical displacement that you just don't see very often in the NFL. I mean, you know, that these guys that are pushing on one another, these are large humans that are, you know, playing with technique and leverage, and it's tough in one-on-one situations to generate movement in this league. And he's, you know, you put the tape on and it's there. And you know, so he's, you know, it's a great ad for us. We're super excited about, you know, the talent that he brings to our team at a very important position.
You look at his movement and his footwork. I mean, you don't realize that he's 6'8", 370 until you look at the guy next to him who is a 300-pounder himself, and this guy is so much bigger and so much, you know, such a huge frame. But he moves very fluidly, very well. Now you've got four members of your offensive line that are Super Bowl champions, and that's what it's all about in the National Football League. You know, you want to win the big one, and four different guys now have earned rings. That's he played with Ted Karras with the New England Patriots, so there's some, you know, some commonality there, and two, you know, offensive linemen that have football IQ and want to get after. I mean, it's pretty exciting. It really is.
Yeah, you know, adding that experience, that the success that he's been a part of, it can't hurt. You know, that's where we're trying to go. There's no secret. That's where everybody's trying to go. That's what everyone's working this time of year, is to build their team and add in the areas that they think they need to add so that we can get there. And, you know, we know how close we've been, closer than most. But, you know, we're trying to figure out right now what are the best steps to take to finish the job. And, you know, adding a guy like Trent Brown is going to get us closer. There's no doubt about it.
No question. That's exciting. As a former offensive lineman, I'm excited, boy. I mean, you're not talking big boys. You're talking gargantuan men. I mean, these guys are massive. There's no question.
There's not many people walking planet Earth that look like Orlando and Trent do. So we're glad we have them.
They got to be the first guys off the bus, Coach, when you're on the road. You know, it's like people wait for the fans, wait for the buses to pull up, and these two giants get off the bus. It's like, what are we talking about here? Man, we got a chance. That'll be a heck of a presentation on the road off of those buses from the airport to the hotel. That's classic. So, tight end, Mike Gesicki. This guy, a big dude, man. You know, 6'6", approaching 250 pounds. Tell us about him. He's got a skill set too, doesn't he?
Yeah, for sure. We're really excited about Mike. You know, Mike's a guy that, you know, I've followed his career ever since he came in the league. He had, you know, several, I think I want to say two, maybe 70 catch plus seasons or close to that, at least in Miami. You know, you mentioned it. He's 6'6". He can run. He can jump. He attacks the football. He can separate at the top of routes. You know, he's a mismatch because it puts you, you know, it forces you to make a difficult decision as a defensive coordinator with regard to who covers that guy. It's going to either be a guy that's got a size deficiency or a speed deficiency, and it's your choice. But there's few defenders that can run with him and match up with him from a size standpoint. So he brings a lot to the table, getting to know him a little bit too, and then talking to people who have been teammates with him, who have coached on staffs where he was a part of the team. Really excited about what I think we're getting in terms of just energy, love for the game, practicing hard, being a great teammate. You know, I think he's going to fit in well with this locker room, and I think he's going to bring some juice, and we'll take all the juice guys we can get. And I think he's one of them. So very excited to have Mike.
You know, you mentioned at the top of the route. I mean, he has a little something left, you know, at the top of the route. He's kind of an explosive package at the top of the route, isn't he? I mean, that's where he seems to make a big difference, you know, snap in and snap out when you watch this guy.
Sure. Yeah. And that's an area where it's not always easy for a taller guy is to get out of the break. Or depending on the type of break they're making, to be able to carry their speed through the break.
Yep.
And still have the body control to come out at the correct angle and be a friendly target to the quarterback. You know, so Mike's, you know, there's not a lot of people that kind of have that blend that Mike has, and he's shown what it can produce in the NFL. So, you know, we're going to do our best to integrate that skill set within the guys that we already have that are proven playmakers. And, he, you know, he's just one more guy that defenses are going to have to be ready for. And I think he will, you know, add to our overall ability to move the ball down the field and to do it quickly with some chunk and some explosive plays.
You're right. I mean, a guy like that, 6'6", can sink his hips, get in and out of cuts and get separation. That's a unique deal, man. There's no question. So less than, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, didn't have a tight end under contract. And then Drew Sample, you know, signs a contract, and Drew is an outstanding blocker, obviously, at the end of the line of scrimmage. And also, when you have him on Joe Burrow's hip or whoever's hip at the quarterback position, doing his job there in terms of blitz pickup and everything, I think he's as effective a blocker as most people have at that position in the National Football League. And he can run routes, catch the football as well. You sign Drew, and you sign kind of like a, you know, like another Mike Gostecki, maybe a little bit a smaller version than Tanner Hudson, but he's not a small man himself. He can do a lot of things that Mike Gostecki can do. So, I mean, it's like now all of a sudden three tight ends under contract. Talk about you re-up Tanner Hudson and Drew Sample.
Yeah, I mean, Drew and Tanner are very important parts of our team. I think, you know, when you have guys like that have proven their value, you know, not only as players, but as members of the team, as people, as workers, as, you know, as to what they're going to contribute to the overall goal. I think it's important to try to retain those people. And sometimes, and that's not to say that the people that have left during this period didn't also have those qualities. Sometimes things just don't work out. But I think anytime that you can keep guys like that on board, who have proven their value, you know, I think that's important, that's continuity, right? That's good. And you know that you know how to use those people. You know that there's areas where they can even get better too, that will continue to work with them and coach them on. But, you know, Drew's extremely trustworthy. He can fill a variety of roles. You know, he does a lot of the dirty work that goes unheralded.
Yep.
But that is critical to our success. And, you know, so getting him back in the fold is a big deal. And Tanner has just really taken advantage of, you know, every opportunity that he's gotten, you know. And so I don't expect anything different moving forward. I think, you know, he caught a bunch of balls for us in the second half of the season, and he's shown that he can separate, he can win. He's got reliable hands. He's a good route runner.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll look to where, you know, maybe there's areas of his game that can improve over the off season and into the training camp that, you know, maybe he's able to contribute in other areas as well. So looking forward to getting to continue to work with him. and feel good about those three guys we have on our contract right now.
And Tanner Hudson, having been a quarterback himself, understands how important it is to be where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there, and have that trust. You know, that trust is so important between quarterback and receiver, and he understands all about that, obviously. And another guy that falls into the category you're talking about, a guy that just works his tail off, and he's got things to offer, and incorporating those things are important to the success of the football team over the last few years. Trenton Irwin is back. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, having T.I. is huge. You know, T.I. is a guy that's done it the hard way. Absolutely nothing has been handed to Trent Irwin. He's had to scratch and claw for every little bit that he's gotten, and he has the respect of all of his teammates and coaches because of it. And anytime he's been, called upon in real game situations, he's stepped to the plate. And so, you know, he falls right in line with those other guys that have, you know, proven themselves, and we anticipate having a significant role for us moving forward. And so it's great to have Trent back in the fold. We're excited to keep working with him.
So you have Moss at running back, you have Brown at running back, and you also have Travion Williams, who re-upped. Talk about bringing him back.
Yeah, great. I mean, we're just kind of knocking one after the next. There, you could use a lot of the same superlatives to describe these guys.
Right.
There's a reason you keep guys like Travion and T.I. and Drew Sample and Tanner. You know, that you keep them around for a reason is because they're about the right stuff, and they just show up and work hard, and they make your team better. And you trust that if you need to call on them in big spots, they're gonna answer the bell. So Travion certainly fits that description. He's another guy who brings great energy every single day to practice. He fulfills a variety of roles, be it on special teams or, you know, he can do a number of different things within the offense as well. So excited to have him back, and he helps us kind of continue to foster this culture that has brought us success and that we believe will bring us even more moving forward.
Cody Ford signs an extension. He gives you some versatility at multiple positions in terms of being able to give you capable snaps.
For sure. Yeah. Cody fits there in that group too. You know, Cody showed up, you know, this time last offseason, and we had high opinions of him coming out in the draft, and, you know, obviously he made a couple of different stops, prior to his time here. But, you know, all we know of Cody is a guy that has worked hard and, again, really, really had to earn everything he got. You know, nothing was promised to Cody when he showed up here. And he had a strong training camp and a strong preseason and, you know, ended up, you know, working himself into a contributing role and is there as a quality, player that has, you know, traits that are hard to find at the offensive line, whether we're talking about, you know, tackle, guard, whatever it is. He's played both, and he can definitely offer us value as we continue moving forward.
And a guy that we've talked about quite a bit, you know, since his performance last year, Jake Browning gets the exclusive rights tender, and in my humble opinion, you get the best 1-2 punch in the National Football League in your quarterback room, Coach.
Yeah. I mean, Jake's, I could talk for hours about Jake.
We probably
have at some point in time, but, it goes without saying, you know, he's an asset for us in a million ways. He was that way prior to ever setting foot on the field. And then he just went and showed the world last year that he can be a quality NFL quarterback that can lead his team to victories. And that's invaluable. And, you know, so now is, you know, stepping back into that support role for Joe and providing all those same things that he provided, you know, prior to playing, and then being ready, knowing that if he has to play, that he has the confidence of everybody around him that we can win football games. Just really happy to have Jake. And on top of that, just a great dude. Fun to be around, brings great energy, and, you know, very, very, very smart. So excited we have Jake.
Speaking of smart, I think the way the organization has handled free agency, you know, and the draft is incredible, really. I mean, built good teams as a result of it. It's like you sign veteran free agents to like 1-2, maximum maybe 3-year contracts, and then you don't have every perceived hole in the roster is plugged, you know, you get yourself taken care of, but then you can go out in the draft and pick the best available player every single round. You have 10 draft picks right now. There's some capital there you can play with potentially a little bit on a round-by-round basis. You have four of the top 97 picks, I think it is, maybe 95, something like that in the draft. So now you can draft players and develop them, and you're in a situation where you don't have to force them in to play, but if they win the job, so be it, and you have depth with the guys you've signed. I mean, it's a great way to build a team and build a franchise. You guys have done a heck of a job of that. You can speak to the personnel part of it and the coaching development part of it all the way around.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think there's a lot of credits due to, to ownership and to Duke and to, you know, Steve and Trey and Potsy and like, you know, they do a great job. And, you know, a lot of that is behind the scenes, the work that they do. And listen, there's a bunch of different philosophies when it comes to, you know, roster construction and roster management. And, I think we've had a very consistent approach here that has allowed us to find really good players in this phase of building our roster.
Yep.
And not only good players, but people that fit the culture and the mindset and the mentality that we're trying to build. The fact that's been communicated and understood throughout the building at every level is critical, I think, to the success of the organization. I think to this point, we've made a lot of steps that are helping us become a better football team, and the process isn't over. We'll continue this process through free agency. We'll continue it through the draft. And then once we've collected all these individuals, and then we have to come together as a team. And that's a new process every single year. And luckily for us, there's a strong foundation that already exists, but you can't just take that for granted. You have to keep putting the work in to make sure that you're maintaining what exists and you're building on it. And, that's something that Zach has just done such a good job of, and we're going to keep moving right along in that direction.
Busy time of the year. I mean, it's the National Football League, the off season, you know, for the fans and all that, but for coaches and personnel people, I mean, it's like, whew, it's a lot happening from a coaching standpoint. You're in the process. You've had meetings already, I'm assuming, about, you know, tweaking what you're going to do schematically, things you like, maybe things didn't like quite as much, but add other things in the place of things you potentially didn't like quite as much, and how you're going to attack people. And then, like you said, the combine takes place, veteran free agency, the draft coming up. I mean, there's a lot on everybody's plate, aren't there? You guys have already been out on the road at pro days. I mean, in the midst of that as well, right?
Yeah, no, there's a lot. You're juggling, several different things. You know, it's very different than the in-season workload, which, you know, is heavier, but it's just the nature of it's different. You're traveling more this time of year. You have different coaches who are in and out of the building. That'll be the case really for the rest of the month leading up to, you know, the start of April, when we'll get everybody back in, and then we'll, you know, get our collective thoughts together on the draft and where we see these guys. And then eventually at some point in April, that'll allow us to then, you know, turn the page back to scheme and getting ready for spring practice. And all along, you know, I'm kind of working on some stuff and have different guys doing their piece, getting ready for that. So, yeah, man, it's a lot. You know, it's our job to kind of juggle it all. But I mean, it's, what else would you rather be doing? You know, you're here watching ball and evaluating players and talking to players and coaches and, developing scheme, and it's why we do this. So it's a fun part of the year.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, it's so fascinating to watch how a football team is built, you know, it's fascinating. And we've talked about this before. You've been in the personnel end of it. You've been in the coaching end of it. The relationship, the chemistry, the dynamic between the personnel and coaches is second to none in the National Football League. Everybody has a voice, and everybody's voice is important, correct?
It is. And you know, that requires a level of respect and a level of communication that you don't just take that for granted, you know, and people have to earn that. Yep. And show through their work that their opinions are well thought out and they're researched, and you know that the heavy lifting has been done. But I do think that that dynamic does exist here. I think we have people that, you know, there's mutual respect from the personnel side to the coaching side, within the coaching side itself, different sides of the ball. You have to blend it all together, and then just be able to move everybody forward in one direction, knowing that there's going to be varying opinions at times. There's going to be people that may believe this guy's better or this guy's better. And as long as you are, you know, approach those situations with respect and with the thought being that everyone just wants us to win, you're able to navigate those things. And I think we have the right people in the building that can do that. And it makes it a nice place to come to work. You know, I think it takes work to get to that point. And so I'm glad that we have it.
I know it's early, but this year's draft, I mean, I love a lot of the offensive tackles. I think that's a pretty deep position, not only in the first round, but other rounds. I think offensive line as a whole is decent in this year's draft. Wide receiver position seems to have some depth to it as well. There are always, you know, a few quarterbacks, and then no exception this year. Offensively, from a talent standpoint, I know you're in the infancy stages here of studying the draft and getting out and seeing the players and all that, but there's some talent there to be had, isn't there?
There is. And it's hard to speculate, you know, on, you know, what's going to, when our picks come up, you know, what's the board going to look like, all those things. But sure. But I don't disagree. I think that, you know, that it's a draft that at several different positions that you just referenced, there are guys there that, you know, have the pieces to be, you know, impact players and impact players, you know, relatively early in their career. But again, so much of that, I mean, you know, we go through this process every year, and it's an important process. It really is. And you try to find out as much about these players and who they are as people as you can. And then, you know, you're going to make your selections. These guys are going to get in the building, and then the real work starts. And because there's going to be adversity, every single one of these guys is going to face adversity. Some of them are going to be more equipped to handle it than others. And it's about finding the mesh, the right kinds of people, that fit with who we are as an organization. And that's, you try your best to do it. And then once they're here, you just coach the hell out of them. And, you try to give them the support they need.
You know, the one guy that I fell in love with in the early stages of the draft, Bowers, obviously the tight end from Georgia. I mean, this guy's a matchup nightmare, like you talked about, with Gesicki and with Hudson. I mean, those guys, you can detach those guys and put them both in the slot and have a four receiver package with two of them being tight ends. I mean, Bowers can do the same thing. It's amazing how athletic and the skill set diversity, which allows for position diversity that these big tight ends provide. Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, you know, guys that can fill multiple roles are a challenge for the defense.
Yep.
And you know, it lets you, you know, deploy them in different spots, as you just referenced. And then, you know, part of that is as a guy who's responsible for the offensive plan is being able to then predict how's the defense going to react to this person, you know? And so that's where the film study goes in. And that's where, you know, you want to, you know, part of that's great. You put them in these other places, but you better have a good understanding for the response you're going to get too, because that is going to decide how you want to attack them, you know, and then be ready to pivot, you know, hey, maybe we thought they were going to line up in base defense, but they line up in sub. Okay, now we got to switch our mindset. Now these run schemes and these pass concepts aren't good anymore, but these ones are, and vice versa. And so you have those contingencies built in so that once you get in the game, you put them in positions that stress the defense, you see how the defense is going to react, and then you know, okay, this is what we got to do. And so that's, you know, that's the plan.
And I'm thinking about, you know, up in front of Burrow, you got 2 6-foot-8-inch tackles. You have Volston at 6'7" at left guard. You have Kappa at 6", whatever he is, at right guard. You got a 6'6" tight end. I mean, man, you got a city of skyscrapers up front, Coach. It's going to be a big group taking the football field. I'm all excited about that now.
Yeah, size is good. Size is good, as long as it's deployed in forms that can move and communicate and play well with one another. That's the biggest part up there, man. You know that. I mean, it's that group has to There's five of them, but they play as one, and the communication's critical, and just being able to handle everything that's coming at them. But I think we do. I think we got good leaders. We got smart people. We got hard workers, and I think we'll come together as a really nice group.
You know, you've got, like we talked about, Brown and Karras, former teammates, and now they're landed back. And on the defensive side of it, you got Hendrickson, you got Rankins, and you got Bell, all teammates with the New Orleans Saints, and they're now back together again. That's all important. I mean, it's like, you know, when you look in the huddle and you have that kind of a relationship, trust, and care for a fellow teammate, that's powerful stuff, man.
It is. It is. And it's not to say that you can't develop those same
Sure.
relationships, but
Yep.
it helps. It certainly helps. It accelerates that process, right? If you already know these people and you've already been on the field together and had to solve problems together and communicate. And so, yeah, anytime you're able to capitalize on pre-existing relationships like that, it's definitely helpful.
And won, you know. I mean, when they were together in New Orleans, the Saints won, and when the two were together in New England, the Patriots won. I mean, it's all good, Coach. I mean, I tell you, this time of year, I've been away from it just long enough where this stuff fires me up again. Now, man, it's time to
No,
roll. Let's get
it's fun,
after it.
man. Yeah, it's a fun time. It's exciting to think about, the team that we're putting together, and there's 31 other teams that are really excited right now too. You
I
know,
hear you.
it's easy to be excited in March, and you should be. It
Yep.
should be. It's an opportunity to build and plot a path forward, and we're excited too. But again, it goes back into just doing the work, right? And making sure nothing's going to happen on its own. We have to go make it happen. And have the right guys to allow us to do that. So, excited about, what we've been able to do this far.
Excited about it. That's what makes the NFL the NFL. And I do know one thing. Nobody outworks offensive coordinator Dan Pitcher. This guy puts the time in. He leaves no stone unturned. As good as it gets in the National Football League, all of football. I don't care what you're talking about. Coach, appreciate your time as always, sir.
Thanks, Lap. We'll catch up.
Take care. Dave Lapham here, and every day I am grateful for my experience to have played professional football. As a player, I realize self-motivation, leadership, and appreciating your teammates are key. At First Star Logistics, you can use those same attributes to create the life you want for you and your family. Build your future by working hard, like I did. You'll see results both on and off the field. Call First Star Logistics today and be part of our winning team.
Opportunity knocking.